everyone. I'm Mike, and I'm joined here with by Claudio and Dom from the Movies and TV and Groove Music team. And we're here to talk to you about how you can create emotionally relevant experiences using Fluent Design. So you saw in the keynote and throughout the day today how we're evolving design in Windows. And here is why we're doing it. If you take a look at the Creators Update, you can see how we're moving from only embracing productivity to now embracing creativity as a partner to productivity. And this is inspired by a whole new generation of makers. So if you look at the apps that we're shipping for our Creators Update, you can see things like Paint 3D, where we're bringing professional tools to everyone, things that normally were only for professionals. Now everybody can do that. Our Remix Story Remix app, which is now really pushing self-expression, giving people a really good starting place for them to then go and make it their own. To Groove Music, which we're going to talk a lot more about later, but this is really about curating to audiences' tastes and really making it feel unique to them. To finally, the way that we're approaching devices across our spectrum with differentiated features like we're showing here with Pen in our Maps app. But we're here kind of a little bit to talk about the why we're doing this. So raise your hand if you're a designer. Is anybody a designer? Oh, we have a few. We have two more designers than we had. We have two more than we had in our talk earlier today. So that's great. But we want to show you guys kind of the why of why we're bringing this design to our system. And that really starts with three key features, which is first, we have a ton of devices. We have a ton of inputs that we're using in order to interact with these devices. As our playground expands, we really want a system that will adapt to all of these things. Two, creativity is the new productivity. You may have heard this said earlier today. We really care about this because we feel like the creative thought is going to be the key skill set for a new generation of professionals. And lastly, if you're a designer and you understand the fundamentals of design, or if you're not a designer and you also understand the fundamentals of design, these things are the same. They're longstanding and universal. This system is here just to further things like visual hierarchy and clear affordances to make those fluid and easy to use applications that everybody loves. So this is not to scale, but this is here to illustrate that key point I was mentioning with the broadening playground, where you look at these key leaps in tech that have afforded new devices for us in which to interact with our digital worlds. We also have inputs in which to interact with these devices. And if you look where we are today, right now with like the new advent of mixed reality, we have a ton of these devices and a ton of these inputs that really require development that helps adapt across them. So you can build something once and it'll scale to all of these form factors. Why does creativity matter? Well, first, technology is altering the way that we work. Things like globalization and automation are changing the way that we work in that it's allowing creativity and problem solving to be a really key skill set and superpower that's going to be sought after in the future. We really want to embrace that. Creativity requires open-mindedness. This is my personal favorite. When you're in creative thought, you have to see things differently. And skewing the prism and seeing things from different perspectives not only helps push innovation, but it also helps make the world a better place. And this is something that's important to all of us. Immersion stimulates our brain. So in our development for HoloLens and mixed reality, we really started to find that immersive experiences that feel natural around us really help us prolong focus and unlock creative thought in ways that weren't really possible before. So we want to kind of harness that and really be able to leverage that across our entire ecosystem of experiences. And lastly, we are all creators. Creativity is not completely exclusive to artists and designers and poets. It's something that we all do in our everyday lives. Creativity is about bringing new ideas to the world. And what we find is that we're all unique, and that to unlock that creativity really means that we have to bring curated environmental stimuli that helps people feel more creative and can tap into that. And lastly, those design fundamentals are universal. Visual hierarchy, clear affordances, fluid applications. These things are just going to be made more immersive and rich using the Fluent Design System. I'm really excited about how you can hit those things with these new features. So, here we are, Fluent Design System is unlocking everyone's creativity by providing rich, immersive, and multidimensional experiences that will adapt to all those devices and inputs that we're carrying around today that we're using in our day-to-day lives. And this is really, we truly want this system to adapt from things like applications that we put on our phone, like Groove Music here, to desktop scenarios, and all the way to things like mixed reality that are really mixed with our digital and physical lives. But today, we're going to really focus on how, in the Creators Update, we're bringing the first part of the journey of Fluent Design to our desktop scenarios. And these guys will talk about Groove Music in a little bit. But as our journey begins, you've heard maybe five principles of the Fluent Design language, five fundamentals that we kind of wanted to bring that we all are relatable in our lives. Things like materials that we can touch and feel. Things like light, depth, motion, and scale. These are the things that are really driving the scenarios that we're bringing into our applications today. So a lot of these styles and controls are going to be online now and soon. Why don't you take a look at what we have brought to our first-party apps across our Creators Update. This is shipping code. If you're a Windows Insider, you may have already seen it. But this is what we have going on today. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. I'm going to break down a few of these elements that you guys saw. So the first thing that we're building into our new applications using Fluent Design is our first material, which is our acrylic material. And here we're using our in-app acrylic, which allows the content to kind of come through the UI. We also have a desktop acrylic, which allows the desktop to kind of shine through the app. You'll see that with Groove. And that kind of allows the personality of the user to come through. What we really like about our recipe for acrylic is that it has a bit of a noise. If you look at it when you're on your screen, it really feels like you can reach out and touch it and kind of speaks to like what we want to do when we're blending our digital and physical worlds together. The second tenet is light. And here we're bringing light with our reveal highlight. And so, you know, we find that our user experience becomes more connective, intuitive, and precise when we employ reveal. And it doesn't just give you another clear affordance. We have things like the outline of the button that kind of comes to life when you get near it. But it also creates a sense of connection when you click into the button that allows the user to get a sense of delight and fun. Motion. Here you're seeing motion with our connected animations. Lindsay's here from our motion team. Yay. And so with connected animations, we're really kind of showing that when motion is not just in order to add a sense of fun and movement to an app, but it's really there to guide the user and educate the user as to where to look and how to interact with the application. And here in the Story Remix app, you can see that once you click in to edit your story, it moves your eye across the screen, and it really creates an easy-to-use application that will build customer loyalty and get people coming back again because it'll help them feel successful. Finally, we're looking at our conscious UI. This kind of fits into the scale bucket in that we're showing you exactly what you need when you need it. So the UI here is predictive. You actually scroll down to look at your albums. It takes away some of the information about the weekend. When you scroll back up, it brings it back. This is something that's not a control yet, but our Groove team is actually driving how they want to approach this, and eventually this will be something that'll be plug and play within the Fluent Design System. But enough from me. Let me bring up Claudio and Dom to talk about how they applied these elements to groove music in movies and TV.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. How are you today? So we have two designers in the room. The next question is, how many of you are actually using groove music today? You guys are the perfect audience for this talk. Not that many. Because I hope at the end of the day you actually will use it, because we actually work really hard on it. And since you're not using it, you can go to, I think it's the room 400. That's the remix workshop. You can take, you know, a few of the demos that they have, and then they will give you a music pass. So music free for you guys if you go. All right, so let's get started. My name is Claudio Uglieri. I'm the design director of both Groove and Movies and TV, and I'm here with...
I'm Dominic Hopton, engineering lead on Groove Music and Movies and TV.
All right, so Groove and Movies and TV are two of the first Windows apps that got to experiment with Fluent Design. We actually got to use it, and actually use it to, you know, to increase and to improve our user experience and our relationship with our customers. Hopefully, at the end of this talk, you have a better understanding of how to use it and when to use it in your apps. So let's get started. I'm going to move right here so you guys can see the screen. Acrylic materials. Fluent Design, or you know, this new Fluent Design system, actually brings a consistent look and feel to all the devices in the ecosystem. And acrylic materials are actually a really, really good example of that. Acrylic materials, they create this feeling of depth, almost this spatial experience that is normal on an MR and VR environment to our desktop apps. You can see how we're using acrylic materials in our left navigation, and it lets, you know, like the desktop and the personality of the user shine through. From a pure visual, like, you know, graphic design perspective, we're using acrylic material here to create a better hierarchy between navigation and content. Navigation always goes on top of acrylic. Content always goes on top of an opaque background.
The great thing about acrylic is it's really easy to apply. Out of the box are a number of simple styles that you can apply by just setting the names. These include different variations for transparency, as well as color, including the accent color. Also, because these come out of the box, they work for high contrast and for power situations so that we'll drop the transparency when your battery is low so that we don't drain your battery even faster. Also, there is the option to apply it not with the pre-canned styles, using the acrylic brush itself, which is what we did at the bottom of the application here in the MTC controls, which Claudia can talk a bit more about.
Yeah, so we apply acrylic materials on the left knob. And we wanted to apply it also in a different way. We wanted to make sure that, you know, we will use it in a way that will enhance the user experience and it will make it more of a personal touch. So we applied it in what we call the MTC control, which, you know, I know you guys don't use Groove, and I'm not happy about that. But if you use any of the music app, you know this is the control that you use when you go to pause the music, skip the song, increase the volume, all those things. You interact with this component a lot. We wanted to use acrylic material in a way that will feel personal to the music that you listen to. And that's why we're taking the accent color or the dominant color from the album artwork of whatever music that you're playing, and we're using that color to skin the whole component. So, you know, we somehow let the personality of your music shine through in a visual way.
As I said before, this is the acrylic brush itself. This is where we chose to go above and beyond by applying it in a simple situation. One of the key things here for us was that we wanted to make sure that is that color that we're reading from the file, which we're detecting what the customer set as their album art, or in the case of service art, it comes down from the service, is that it reflects the customer's identity and make sure that as they change between tracks, it doesn't just go from red to blue to orange to brown, but it actually animates between each of those color states. That provides a more compelling, more engaging experience. The other thing that we had to do here is to make sure that the customers, where the controls are, where the customer expects them to be. So if you look at the scroll bar here, you'll see it's exactly above the MTC controls, even though the list view itself is underlaying that MTC controls. This is where we had to go above and beyond and retemplate the list view to move the scroll bar. Additionally, as you work with all of this and making sure you care for these affordances, you must think about keyboard focus. I'll talk a little bit more about keyboard focus later on.
All right, so the next thing that we want to talk about is what we call review or highlight. Again, Fluent Design is about bridging the whole ecosystem with a consistent look and feel. And review highlight is a great example of that. So actually, review highlight already existed on the VR, in the VR and, you know, holographic world. If you're using a holographic HoloLens, you know, as soon as you wear the headset, whatever you're looking at, that's where the cursor is, and that's what we call gaze. And you can see an example of it right here. Fluent Design brings this concept to our apps, and you can see how we're actually using it on top of. Oh, this is really funny. Is it me? Maybe it's my phone.
I don't think so. Keep going.
Oh, there we go. All right. You can see how we're using acrylic materials. There we go. In our left reveal highlight on top of acrylic in our left navigation, it kind of like brings this whole like really, really subtle source of light underneath the cursor, making it way more prominent. What's really good about it, again, from a design perspective, is like it's helping us declutter the interface a little bit. So normally, you know, you will have to show like touchable target areas for users to understand the affordance of what's clickable in your interface. What Reveal Highlight does for us is that actually, shows that only when there is intent, only when you move your cursor around it, is when that actually becomes relevant and therefore is visible. The other place where we are usually using Reveal Highlight is in movies and TV. So whether you're watching a video from the store, a personal video, it doesn't really matter. When you're in that now playing experience, what matters is the content. And we wanna be as transparent as possible. We don't wanna get into the way of the content and what matters to you. So we're using Reveal to actually only show the touchable target areas when they become contextually relevant to you, only when you move your cursor close to it.
The great thing about Reveal is it's actually easy to apply. Even though as you look at it, there are a number of moving parts here. There's the pointer with the light that's moving underneath it. There's the reflection of the light as it shines across the edges of each of the buttons. And then there's also the light effect as you click on each button. That seems like a lot of moving parts to apply. But thanks to the platform, it's really easy to apply to any button in many of the places. In our case, we're using the button reveal style. We just plop it on the buttons that we need to use it, and boom, it shows up. It is important to remember that even though it's really easy to apply, you've got to be careful not to use it everywhere. Otherwise, your application will become this hugely distracting set of moving, shining lights.
And you know, when talking about this, the ongoing joke is like, Reveal looks amazing, but with great power comes great responsibility. So if you actually start applying that everywhere, you're going to lose this exclusive, element that is able to drag your attention precisely, and suddenly everything is going to become like this thing calling for your attention. So just be really mindful about how you use it. All right. Next thing that we want to talk about, next element, is conscious UI. The notion of conscious UI is about creating interfaces that predict your interactions and build trust. We decided to apply conscious UI to both Groove and movies and TV in what we call our detail pages. If, as a Groove user, you go to a playlist, or you go to an album page or to a profile page, the profile of an artist. Or if you actually purchase a movie and want to learn more about the actors in the movie, this is the page that you will land. You can see how the page is made of two basically visual components. One is this big header that when you first come in, at a quick glance, it tells you what you need to know. You have a visual representation of the content. Let me see. You have the title, then you have some information about it. And then you have the call to actions that will get you to interact with it. When you come in, that's what really matters, that you get a quick glance of what you're looking at. When you scroll down, we wanted to apply this notion of conscious UI in a way that instead of getting rid of this whole component, we will just collapse it and we'll remove everything that is not necessary when you change to that browsing mode.
The interesting thing about conscious UI is when Claudio came to us to implement this, one of the things that it looked like is there was lots of moving components. But as we started to implement it, we realized that thinking about them as a set of individual moving components wasn't the right way to think about it. So we think about it as layers. And when we look at this UI, we ended up creating five layers. The first layer is the list view itself. It's just a plain old list. In this case, it's just the tracks that the customer wants to see. Then we provide this backdrop, which is the album art blown up and blurred to provide somewhere for the text and other controls to overlay. To make sure that the text is visible, we provide a wash in front of that so that the contrast ratio is appropriate for all text in all cases with the album art. Then we have the actual controls themselves, which is the album art, the title, and the call to action. These are the things that remain on screen all the time, no matter how far that customer scrolled. They always want to play their music, or they always want to download it, or they want to play their movies. They don't disappear. And then finally, We have the what I call the transient layer. This is the stuff that disappears as they scroll around. This includes the, in this case, it's the album review and the artist name, and that's the stuff that disappears as it scrolls off. Thinking about these in layers is really important, because otherwise what happens is you start moving things around and it all gets very complicated. As well as thinking about layers, when Claudio brought the designs to us originally, we implemented them using like per pixel scroll positions. We were thinking about this moves 75 pixels and this moves 25 pixels and how much of this is showing. And the reality was is that worked great for the first implementation, but as we refined the design and moved things and changed sizes, it didn't really work because we were constantly adjusting everything. So we started to think about things in terms of ratios. How much of the header is off screen? How much of this thing is on screen? And because we used the ratio, all of our expressions that we used from composition were much simpler to apply. The way we were able to use ratios is we built a custom property set for composition, which did the calculation and presented that ratio as a value to our expressions. That made it much, much simpler to implement. The other thing that you have to think about in this situation is keyboard focus. As I talked about with the transport controls, it also applies here. As you tab around or you arrow around using your arrow keys, without any extra steps, these focus rectangles disappear underneath the header, or they disappear underneath the transport controls. This isn't a good experience for your power users or customers using assistive technology. So one of the things, and in fact, the most complicated thing that we implemented in this experience, was making sure that the focus rect stays within these viewports. We had to go and write a chunk of extra code on top to really make that work. So if you go and implement these in your application and you start to experiment with the designs, really remember about accessibility, because otherwise things get lost and they'll be very upset customers.
All right, I think that's it from our side. Oh, sorry, I wasn't asking you to.
All right, everybody. So what's next? You know, leaving this talk, think about these design principles and how you can use Fluent Design to really unlock the creativity of your customers as well as your own. You guys are our creators network, so please feel free to ask questions and send feedback. Go and download the latest SDK, and you can continue your education at the Microsoft Virtual Academy online. As well, we will be available after for technical and design questions. But most importantly, we have a Ninja Cat to give away to anyone who can tell me the five principles of Fluent Design. Can anybody name the five principles of Fluent Design that doesn't work for Microsoft? Oh my gosh, does anybody want a Ninja Cat? You want a Ninja Cat. Can you name two of the five?
Material scaling, depth.
Yeah.
Motion.
Yes. The reveal highlight was under this bucket. Light, yes!
There we go.
Woo, everybody! This guy has a Ninja Cat. All right, thank you, everybody. That's it.